Good morning, folks. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. Before we get started, I just wanted to say a few things about, well, life here on the planet Earth. We all have a bunch of shared common memories and points of time that we all remember. We remember things like, well, depends on how old you are. If you remember the space shuttle blowing up, the attack on the compound of Waco, and, well, compound, man, it was a church, really. Okay, anyways, we have today one of those shared events, September 11th, 2001. I remember that day, and, well, I selected a song for you guys to represent that. Hey, Sam, why don't you spin that one for me?
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have day that I died. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Miles high.
said, sometimes the music fades away and leaves us, well, memories. We're also bouncing into a little bit of technical difficulty today. Doc's Skype connection seems to be getting all sideways on us, so he won't be joining us, but we have Alan Crutcher along for the ride. Man, Alan, you know that song. That was Richard McLean, right? The Day the Music Died?
Yeah, I know it well. You talk about those memories that are burnt into your mind. I can close my eyes and watch that day happen again.
I know. Well, you know, it's funny. He was speaking a lot about, well, things that mattered to him an awful lot. And in that song, you know, McLean, what did he say? So he's pinning up Buddy Holly and all these great musicians and how they, well, bring peace to people's soul for a moment. Now, he lived in a in a time of great turmoil, and so do we. But is distraction what we need, right? Do we need a little bit of peace in between these things? It's kind of crazy because, especially this week, we have the run-up on September 11th. And today, folks, again, is September 11th. And, well, you all know it's the day that the United States, corporate U.S., started its war on terror and or war of terror. Depends how you actually see it. And that's where, man, I see that as a day the music died. And not that day in particular, necessarily. I didn't see it that way. I thought it was a shocking thing, and I thought it was real, and it freaked me out. And then they started spoon-feeding me all sorts of different little bits of reality, and it wasn't until actually seeing a independent production of a movie called Loose Change, and the advent of the internet had allowed the sharing of such things, that kind of asked a lot of the questions that had no answers. Even the government, the corporate United States, in their conspiracy theory, they couldn't answer any of those questions that were posed. Sure, they made up a bunch of theories, but did it matter? I don't know. What do you think, Al? Does any of this matter? Does, you know, McLean's music matter at all?
I would say it matters because it was on that day that I really started seeing, you know, once again, I wasn't awake yet. You know, I was still sleepwalking, whatever you want to call it, because they started bringing up things that I did not match with what I saw. You know, I remember watching the guy running down the street saying, get back, you know, there's more bombs going off in the buildings, there's more bombs going off in the buildings. And I would say, more bombs in the buildings? What the hell is this? You know, yeah. And just various things like that, that, like I said, are burned in my memory. I can remember those things, but you don't have a point of reference. It's like, well, I guess I didn't see that, you know, until later on when I did actually, you know, snap to, you know, I started seeing reality.
Yeah, I actually was doing my little corporate job thingy, and I remember spending the first two September 11ths after 2001, 2002, and 2003 across the street from Ground Zero in New York, and it was just really eerie the first year, and it was like nobody was on the street, nobody was out and about, and we were a nation in shock. It really led for a beautiful stage to, well, create something called the homeland, right? Reminiscent of a term that they used over in Germany called the fatherland. And, well, from what I see, the similarities between the SS, the Gestapo, and Homeland Securities are way too close. Mm-hmm. You know, it really hurts, man. It really hurts.
That shocked me also when they said Homeland Security. I was like, what? You know, this is America.
I know. And it's all, but it's the homeland. And then everybody, go homeland. And it freaks me out. I don't know. Do we dwell on September 11th on a day like this? I think a lot of people actually know it was there's something wrong with it. They all have an opinion about what it was. And they all know the truth. Well, maybe part of the truth. Some of them just want the truth. Some of them want to promote their particular truth. As we look at September 11th, say, you know, there's certain questions we need to answer or ask. You know, two planes allegedly hit two buildings and three fell down. Huh? How did that happen? No answers, right? Well, we can't answer that. We don't want to answer it. But
it's not the droid you're looking for.
No. Meanwhile, we've got, dude, listen to this. We got 57 days till the election coming up. Now, this is going to be one of the biggest elections that you and I have gone through, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's never been anything of this caliber, you know, going down. So I went out on the interweb and I went searching for, you know, a little clock ticky thingy so it could tell me how many days, and I found one. Now, I found one at this website. It's called 270towin.com, and they'll allow you to get this little countdown ticker thingy, and it tells me that there's 57 days, 16 hours, and 48 minutes and 52 seconds till the election. And you go through and you get their graphs, and you see part of the problem in a lot of their graphs, where this election's almost Hillary Clinton's right before we even go through the Electoral College. They pulled that trick on, well, all of humanity previously. This thing we call a democracy in the corporate United States, it's not a, what do you say? You can vote for them, but it doesn't matter, right, Alan? Or does it matter?
Right. Well, I mean, there's several ways to look at that. I mean, it's kind of always been that way because it's the electors that have the Electoral College that actually does the electing. You know, it really doesn't matter what we vote on if you look at it in its pure sense. You know, it's they've got their specialer people that are specialer than us, that are the ones who are smarter than us, you know, out here. Even if we make the wrong decision, they'll make the right one for us, right?
Right. And so as we march into this election in 57 days, what do we got? We've got Donald Trump, who, you know, has the potential of rolling back some of this crazy reality that's brought forth since September 11th, right? Let's stop doing stupid things. And maybe he'll do that. And he has a popular vote. You know, he's a popular candidate. And then people place a lot of hope on him. And then you have Hillary Clinton, who wants to, well, tighten it and remove voices and, you know, change things, affect mind control on people. It sounds like a conspiracy or a conspiracy theory when I say inflict mind control on them. But, you know, it's a very subtle difference between communications and mind control, and they overtly use mind control. Am I wrong, Alan? Am I right?
Well, you know, everything we do basically in life is a sort of mind control. I mean, you know, raising your children, you have to instill values in them. How do you do that? You do that through punishment, through reward. You know, everything is a sort of manipulation, but it depends on what the ultimate objectives are behind that manipulation. I guess is it manipulating, you know, someone's perceived reality to so that they actually see what's going on? You know, that's a very hard question to answer. You know, is there any malice behind it, is what I'm trying to say. You know, is it for good or is it for bad?
So the Obama administration just recently made a new group, and its whole job is to analyze all the programs and freebies and sell them to the people. And they take social engineers and they work on saying, well, we could better get people to use our programs if we do X, Y, and Z. Is that a good thing to try to get more people on programs? Why would it matter to do that? I don't understand.
You know, I'm sure everyone out there who's probably tried to present this to people. I say the word social engineer to people who are, you know, supposedly smart, you know, fairly intelligent, but they're also, you know, well off. They haven't had to struggle a whole lot in this life. So I say social engineer, and they roll their eyes at us. They don't understand how easy the manipulation is, how easy they put something in front of us on this little glowing box, and we perceive it as the truth because we're America. You know, they don't lie to us. We've got the freest press in the world. Ha!
Yeah, I know, and they overtly, they overtly communicate to you. You know, they have billboards and they tell the radio stations to play particular, you know, public service announcements. You know, it's part of their FCC licensing thing that they have to do this kind of stuff. And it's kind of like well, everything's overt and covert, whatever. It's just annoying, Alan.
Well, you know, we're raised that, you know, we're our own person. We have our own mind. I think that's probably one of the hardest things about it, whatever you want to call it, waking up, becoming aware of what's really going on, whatever you want to call it, is to realize that the manipulation has been so easy on us, that all those years, all those decades, it was so easy for them to manipulate us, you know, or basically create the world that we live in through the use of social engineering.
Right, and they, yeah, and then the word's poison, like you say. A little bit of station keeping, folks. We're the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm Steve O'Brien. That's Alan Crutcher. Dr. David Krupa, he joined us for a minute, but his Skype thingy went all cattywampus, and we had to let him go. I don't know, Doc, if you want back in, we can actually throw you in on the phone line, because it's always interesting to hear from you. But as far as things that are going on with Texas independence, we're going to hit that on the second hour. The first hour, I'm kind of leaving it open. You guys, if you feel like it, I'm going to keep the phone lines open, and you can call in. We don't have the 800 number running. It's 512 area code to call in, 716-1603 or 512-716-1883 or 512-716-1897. And if one's busy, try the other one or just hang in and we'll talk to you a little bit. So here in Texas, we've got something going on today, and it's actually out in Austin. And I was just aware of it, and it's really good that I didn't find out about it until this week, because I would have been kind of tempted to go and see it. If you're in the Austin Round Rock area, you may want to head over to the Alternate Media Festival. Now, this is going to be over at the, what do they call it? The Schultz Restaurant and Beer Garden. And John Stadtmiller will be speaking there, as well as a lot of other hosts that are part of the alternate media and trying to communicate some of the stuff that we talk about, maybe some other stuff. Now, John's going to be speaking in, what is that, at 3 o'clock, and it's going to be in the North Dining Room. Yeah, that's what it's called. So go down there. It's going to be interesting. It's 12 noon to 9 o'clock at the Schultz Restaurant and Beer Garden at 1607 San Jacinto, Austin, Texas. You know, John Stadtmiller could use your support over there. It'd be nice to just bounce over there and say, hi, John. Really appreciate everything that you've done since the 2000s. You know, Republic International was here before September 11th. You know, Republic Broadcasting has done so much to raise awareness. Did I hear you try to jump in there, Alan?
No, not really. I'm just shifting around a little bit. But yeah, you know, that's one thing I really wish that I was, you know, internet savvy a little bit earlier, because, you know, I was like most of America, I guess. You know, I was doing my own thing. I never really needed the internet. I was always out, you know, either in the woods or on the water. You know, if I wasn't in school or at work or something like that, you know, I was out in nature. You know, I guess even back then I didn't care just a whole lot for a lot of the company that was around me. But you know, I cared for nature. That's what I liked doing.
You know. You know what I cared about during that day was technology, right? I was fascinated by every aspect of technology, and I'd read articles about, you know, how things work and this and that. And I believed everything that was being said up until the time that, you know, shifted me to the point that I realized that the media wasn't really telling the truth. They were just telling us something. But at that time, it was just like, I looked at the towers, right? We're back to September 11th, folks. I looked at the towers and they fell, and I just saw them fall. I thought that was odd, but no, I just went along with it. That was me back then. That's the music. We're going around the break. Hang on, folks.
Like you said, it's in my head. We can run circles, tell.
With Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We opened the show with, what's his name, Don McLean's American Pie, you know, drove the Chevy to the levee and yada, yada. Talks about these points in time that are very important that just get burned into your mind. And there's one of these points in times that have yet to be unleashed on us, but we see it coming. It's almost like a plane heading for a mountain. 57 days, and they will announce who the new selected golden one is. Is it Hillary Clinton? Well, she is the golden goddess, right? Is it Donald Trump? Well, that would be nice to get a little bit of breathing room again, and maybe you can do a difference. I don't know. Let's try.
How much faith can we put in that? I mean, you know, Donald Trump, everyone's putting, you know, their all their faith in him. Oh, he'll be our savior and everything, but you notice Donald Trump still isn't, you know, he's not Jimmy Joe Fred Bob, you know, your neighbor from down the street who's becoming president, who you know is a good person, you know, who's up there going to do the right thing. You know, this is some guy who's always been in the system, is never really hurt for anything. You know, everyone says, oh, well, he's been bankrupt 3 times or whatever, you know, and yada, yada. And he's not one of us, people. He's not one of us out there. You know,
I know.
Can you put your full faith in him? You know, if he does get in there and try to do anything, you know, he's not going to be there long unless they want it to happen.
That's true. Hey, we got Doc back on the line. Are you there, Doc?
Yeah, does it still have interference?
Sounds great.
Well, good morning.
Hey, so So what do you think about Donald Trump? You know, Alan makes those good, valid points of, well, he isn't one of us. And those bankruptcies, what did that look like? That was pretty much a restructuring for him. And he didn't have a house at the time, and he had to cook his own food, his ramen noodles. And he didn't have – that didn't happen, did it?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't know. It was comfy, comfy, maybe. Doc?
Well, you know, we don't know a lot about Donald Trump. But the people from his growing up years talk pretty good about him. And nobody, have I heard, that knows much about the Clintons has said very much good about her at all. Well, and then the other day she said half of Donald Trump's supporters are deplorable as she was speaking to one of those $100,000 luncheons or whatever it was. So we know her. And Donald can't be as bad, I believe. You know, maybe we'll be surprised one way or the other, but certainly it's a better chance than knowing her, how she is, and taking that.
Yeah, 57 days to find out if that plane heading towards the mountain impacts on the mountain or scrapes on the mountain and falls down the other side, just flipping and flopping, and maybe somebody will survive. Or maybe they'll pull up, right? And then we're all going to fly away to freedom land. Yay. Or is that
Freedonia? We all fly away and we stay in the air a little while longer figuring out how we're going to get to the ground because we don't have landing gear and our gas is running out.
Yeah, that's a good picture of America, huh?
Yep.
Or corporate U.S. Oh, man. It's kind of tough. So I have this one question that I guess that begs asking. What do you do when you see where we're at? As I see this clock ticking down from to the next American pie, the next moment in time, the election, we see this one in the rear view mirror. It's way back there, September 11. Now it's coming forward. What do you do? You can't say, hey, pilot, you know, or to go to the other passenger and say, hey, that mountain, it's in front of us. Oh, no, go away. The pilot knows what's going on. I think that really hurts a lot of people, Alan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You know, I've spent most of yesterday listening to, it's another network, but, you know, we're all working towards the same thing. You know, over on AVRN, Frank, you know, on weekends plays, you know, DVDs. And yesterday he spent all day playing, you know, Ruby Ridge and Waco and all these various other little incursions that, you know, went on before that. You know, the first Trade Center bombing. And
those ones are staples, right? Your Ruby Ridge, your Waco. Then there's the obscure ones where people think that, you know, well, let's go back to December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy. Bah, 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 bah. Yep. Right? There, you got the government painting a picture, and everybody salutes that as a wonderful thing. Here in Texas, I live in Fredericksburg, Texas, and we have the George W. Bush Museum. And it's, they also have the Nimitz Museum because Texas is on the Pacific. No, it's not. That's silly. But we do have the Museum of the Pacific here. I'm not too sure why. And, well, I see a lot of migrating, veterans? Hang on. Here's the music. We'll talk about, false flags? Whatever.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively.
effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. We've been talking about, you know, these events that happen through the times of our lives. You know, September 11th is, well, today's date. And it was also one of those dates that, well, that changed the world and it went down in infamy or whatever. And I was talking about Fredericksburg, Texas. Fredericksburg, Texas, we have a museum, the Admiral Nimitz Pacific War Museum. And it's all about, it becomes a pilgrimage spot, right? A lot of veterans, they'll put on their hat and they'll go visit the war museums. And I don't know what they're doing. I think they're under mind control. Maybe they're traumatized because they come there for what? What do they come there for, Alan? Do you know?
How hard would it be to accept when you really stop and think about it that what you went over there for, and we have no idea what these people did. We know that there are a lot of bad things that happened during the war. There are children and families that are slaughtered, you know, either by order or, you know, by mistake. That stuff has to be indelibly burned in your mind. And, you know, you were there. The only way you can get over it, I can see, is that I was there for the right reason. We were doing the right thing. How hard would it be to accept that, even though it's declassified now, that all that was meant to happen? it was all, if nothing else, allowed to happen. We know basically that we made the Japanese, you know, attack us because we cut off all their supplies. We left an invasion route open. We knew that they were coming. We let it happen. We had all of our new ships out of Pearl Harbor. All that was sitting there was all the old battleships and the things that were going to be decommissioned anyway. So, you know, I mean, how hard would it be to accept? Yeah, one thing that I remember is Coolidge. You know Coolidge, you know, member of Republic of Texas. I went up to him and I asked him, and not flippantly, you know, like I might present it here now. I said, you know, how does it make you feel that you found out, and it's even been declassified now, it's basically proven that what you went over there for and what you lost, you know, as far as I know, you know, relatives and definitely friends from, you know, you lost friends in that war. How does that make you feel to know that it was all for a bunch of crap, that people were making money off both sides? And he grabbed me by my jacket lapels. It was cool that morning. He grabbed me by jacket lapels and he pulled me down to his face and he said, "It made me goddamn mad." And I said, "Good, Coolidge. All of you ought to feel that way, because you're the people that people look up to, respect. You know, they are our elders. They've been through some stuff. If all of y'all would wake up and say something, you know, things might have a chance of changing."
Yeah, it's not just...
It's hard to see all these guys walking around like this, you know, still, you know, reveling in their glory, you know, because it was the good war, you know. The Vietnam vets, you know, most of them, you know, pretty much figured out that, you know, while they were over there, that, you know, it was wrong what they were doing. They weren't even being allowed to win the war that they were fighting.
I have a hat for Glispie Livestock Auction, and I really respect that hat because, well, I respect what they do and them as a business thing. Doc, you know, a lot of people put things on their hats and shirts, and I'd wear a Republic Broadcasting t-shirt, right? I don't like things on it. But we have something that happens in the military where they get out of the military and then they always identify with the military, their particular branch or whatever, throughout their lives. You see that, Doc. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I know you're a natural doctor and you're not a shrink, but what are your thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, I think it's a good thing because you're a member, as Alan mentioned, talking to Coolidge, thinking about all your friends. You didn't have to like the Navy, you didn't have to like the politicians, but you and your friends were in that same boat, and us in the Navy, literally. And so you took care of each other, and that meant something to you. And so many years later, if you see an Army-Navy football game, you're still rooting for your guys. But it's a good thing. It's like being part of a family.
Well, I kind of... I've never was a member of any of the armed forces. I did try to get into the Army at one point, and they rejected me. And, I'm very happy for that. But I don't know. I see that as a point of entrapment. The other day I saw a kid, right, at the gas station, and he had Marines on the back, and then he had, you know, all these different things identifying him as part of Iraq, Afghanistan. You know, he had his hat on. That had become his persona, right? And what were those wars for? They tell us it was for September 11th. We had invaded Afghanistan to get, bin Laden, right? But we find out that that wasn't true, and it was about the poppies and the lithium and whatever, central banks. Okay, I get it. He doesn't get it. He knew he was fighting the good fight. Now he's something like 20 years old, and he has a pickup truck that he's making payments on, most likely, because it's really hard to have money when you're, you know, a 20-something, especially if you've served a couple terms in tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. They've actually leveled the playing field for soldiers, and not really leveled it, created a great way for them to buy cars on payments and so forth, and they guarantee some loans, and there's a lot of stuff to try to keep the soldiers there and happy. And I worry, Doc, that these folks that just wrap themselves around, well, the war that they fought to free us all, their little bit of righteousness, it's a trap.
That's Pledge allegiance to the flag. Yeah. They get you stuck on symbolism.
Right. And then everybody walks up and goes, thank you for your service. And you go, yeah, I did something once. But what are you doing now? As your country is, well, heading for destruction, do you enlist in the army again? Because the army needs more people, more men, more women. Because it's a meat grinder. You know, it's a dang meat grinder. Last week I met a doctor and I come to find out that the doctor actually lost a son in Afghanistan. I said, man, I'm sorry you couldn't convince your son. I didn't tell him that. You couldn't convince your son to not go join the army because we don't have a conscript army at this point. Everybody volunteers to go over there to fight the good war. And he died. We were supposed to go, oh, he died serving our country. But we know he died serving bankers. But maybe they don't get that.
The guy who quit a multi-million dollar football career to go over there, and he found out what was going on, and he was going to come back and say something, and because he had power and some persuasion over people because he played with a pigskin, you know, and was good at it, he had power. He had some sway over people. What happened to him when he was going to try to come back and tell what was going on? He got triple-tapped in the forehead, didn't he?
Yeah, well, there's a good argument to be made to say that they're killing off all the good people because these people that are willing to go and fight for the right reasons are, well, trained to be Army, Navy, you know, Marines, whatever. And then they go over there and they blow them up or they do this and that, and they're the people that will stand up. And a lot of people around here don't stand up. And so we're losing all the good ones. We're keeping all the ones that don't want to stand up.
Look what they're doing to the vets afterwards. I mean, the PTSD, I mean, just, and if nothing else, the trauma of what they've been through. And then you have the medical trauma that they've induced into them, you know, and induce them, you know, up till to the point, you know, how they can't get, you know, they can't get appointments to see doctors for what their various ailments are. You know, some of them do get it, the whole thing is just so confusing. They've got these guys so twisted and turned. And like you said, they are getting rid of the ones, the patriotic ones, the ones who will fight, who will stand up for what they know is, you know, supposedly know is right. You know, once they finally find that out, you know, they're already kind of shells, you know, hulks. You know, there's not a lot that they can do. They're all crippled up. They're sick of, you know, some type. A vast majority of them are. I mean, I see a lot of, you know, vets out there, and most of them are hobbling around.
Yeah, and some of them are lost. You know, there was we had a conversation earlier in the week about the millennial crew. And the millennial crew, the guys that grew up, they're something like early 20s to late 20s. And they have a different mindset than all of us. Well, at least me and my generation. But because it's different, right? They got credit cards when they were going to college without even having a job. They can get loans from the government to pay for their housing, to pay for their car, a loan from the government to pay for school, and they can get a degree in general art, and they can get out, and they're debt slaves. And
Debt is an asset. Debt is an asset. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, their minds are wrapped around social media and Facebook friends. They'd much rather text you than talk to you in person. Phone calls we say a lot about this group called the millennials, but I don't know. I'm scared for them. I'm scared of them. You know, the whole socialist push of Bernie Sanders and the millennials, that's scary enough to, well, scare me. You look at it in Europe, the Brexit crowd, the millennials, the 18 to 29, they're the ones that wanted to stay because they enjoy hopping from country to country without nothing. And maybe they enjoy free food. I don't know what the EU gives to them. But we don't need a socialist environment, and, you know, I'm working towards a free Texas, and that's kind of why we're talking about September 11th, because we have to understand the roots and some of the psyops that have happened to our full culture. We have 57 days, folks, till the corporate United States appoints its next ruler, king, chief, whatever. In defense of humanity yesterday, did you happen to catch that, Alan?
I caught most of it, the latter part of it.
man, it's really scary that, you know, they outline that so well on that show. The fact that, well, we don't live in a republic, right? It is a democracy, but really it's a military dictatorship where the commander in chief that's up there passes down edicts, you know, haphazardly. You know, we call them executive orders, and he creates these things, and they just fly down at us, and they don't have anything to do. They're extra constitutional. And in 57 days, this whole thing comes, you know, falling apart. That's when the wheels come off. And everybody's looking at it. A lot of people are going, well, Trump's going to get in. Their hope is still afloat. You know, the Texas Nationals, they're working to actually harness that energy when the wheels do come off to catch some of those tires as they're flying from left to right and say, whoa, ho, 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 hold on, folks. Sit down, calm down. And maybe that's where we should be focusing. I don't know. I really don't know where we go from here, Doc. Do you?
No, and like I said before, I think it's already written down and locked in, and I think Hillary's the next president. And so none of this makes a lot of sense to me. It's like we're going through the motions to make people think they're important and they're part of this, but it's very scary because I got a feeling in just these next 60 days that a whole lot of the world can change.
Alan?
Yeah, I agree. This is, as far as I can tell, it's kind of a make-or-break point. Because if Trump is real, there's no way in hell they can let that guy get in there and start actually trying to change things. And then if the media has to cover the president, I don't know, you know. But will it even cover what he's trying to do if he does get in? You know, no one will know about it. If Hillary gets in, same thing, except it'll be all evil. The doors to hell will be opened up, and we'll never notice it because the media won't tell us about it.
Yeah, it'd be like not being able to breathe. I don't know. Perhaps we're being alarmist, and, well, I hope that's the fact, but I truly think that that's a big-ass mountain in front of us, folks, and we're in a small plane with a couple engines, and we're heading right for it. And we got to tell our fellow passengers something about this because, you know, they have a lot of faith in the pilot. It's like their doctor. You know, they put a lot of faith in these doctors. And I see this doctor worship thing a lot. Hey, Doc, does everybody worship you?
I don't think so, but I do have some very loyal patients that think a lot more of me, thank God, and trust in me and let me help them.
But you're on the opposite end of the doctor thing, right? You know, you're not at the...
He's trying to help people.
Yeah, that's the difference. You don't use pharmaceuticals. You know, you're not heading down that traditional path of, you know, I don't know. They worship that allopathic medical system a lot.
Yeah, because what? Because they have control of your information. Your information creates your world, your heroes, your villains. So, yes, yeah. It's like I said, it's once you're aware of what they're doing, and everyone out there, I hope who's listening to us, understands this, it just drives you crazy how easy it is for them to manipulate and create the world that we live in. Not so much us, but, you know, us as a whole. It's so easy for them to do. You say the social engineers. I say all the time, I wish I could admire what they've done because it's beautiful. You know, the masterful job that they've done, you know, just basically dominating this whole planet through information. You know, whether you want to call it the Jews or whoever, you know, who's at the top of the financial institution, who's at the top of the, you know, the military-industrial complexes. All the way down to, you know, your grandma living next door, you know. The world that they perceive is the world that they've been given.
Oh, for sure. You know, I don't know. You look at this thing, right, where you can paint the picture of what Hillary is like so many different ways, and then they just go, oh, you're just being mean to Hillary. And you go, hold on, I thought she was pretty mean. Ron Paul, what did he just recently say? He was saying you could vote for whoever you want. It really doesn't matter because though the secret rulers or secret governments will elect whoever they want, it's really not about your vote. But I think your vote is really, what do I say, to keep you...
placated, that you have some input into the system you live in.
There you go. That's the nail on the head. Now I'm going to have to take a little sidestep on that one and say, well, what about the Texas Nationals? So the Texas Nationals pushed the ballot initiative to have the question of secession put on, or the question of leaving the United States put on the ballot. And now that vote, did that matter at all? Because we know it has side effects, and it didn't pass, but it has side effects.
Was this openly talked about on, like, local news and in the national news that this vote was coming up? I don't remember hearing just a whole lot about it.
Well, I guess you did have to look for it. Okay, well, that's the music. We'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Best intentions, I wish I'd pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. We can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on it. You and I wouldn't miss it for the sun.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night.
Okay. Hey, we're heading to the top of the hour, and next hour we're going to be talking about, well, events kind of like what's going on today in Austin. You know, we talked about the Alternative Media Festival. That's today over at the Schultz Restaurant and Beer Garden at 1607 San Jacinto Street in Austin. John Stadtmiller will be there. He speaks at 3 o'clock. Please go over there. You know, it's good to meet him in person. He's a, he's somebody that has made a difference, and he's making a difference. Republic Broadcasting can use your support, republicbroadcasting.org. They need money, folks. We got to hold this ship together as long as it takes. We have 57 days until the plane hits the mountain. I can't see it pulling up. I'd love for it to pull up, but we need to keep Republic afloat. Anyways, go to the beer garden. But, you know, joining us for the next hour will be Jeff Staggs. Now, Jeff Staggs, he seems to care. He cares a lot. He's been organizing events around Texas, and we'll figure out where he's coming from. You know, his latest one was this rally at the Capitol on September 3rd. And we had about 150 people show up on that. I wanted to find out where his head was and whether that was a success or a failure in his mind, as well as Doc Green. I wanted to know that too, but where better to find that out but on air? One of my questions for both of those guys is, do we do it again? We got 57 days till the election. That's a lot of horsepower, a lot of running to try to set up another event. Do we do a party? Do we do a big speaker event, kind of like what they're doing over at the beer garden at the Schultz restaurant today?
Here's where my sarcasm comes in. If we had another event and we had a transsexual Amazonian pygmy come in as a speaker, we would probably have 10,000 people there. That's the sad state of the world today. If we advertised that we were going to have a transsexual, you know, Amazonian pygmy as a speaker, we would have people there. We'd have to fight them off. And that's today's world, unfortunately. It makes me sick and it makes me sad.
So I guess that's a potential no from you. Don't worry about it.
Well, everything we can do, if we wake up a few more people, you know, that's a few more people, you know, in our holster. You know, we've got to pull out when the time comes. It's not futile, no, but it's, well, yeah, it is futile. I'm sorry.
Every
little bit we can do, that's all we can do. Because we don't have the big guns.
Yeah, but I got to look at it and say, are we exerting our pressure the right directions? You know, are we running ourselves, you know, burning the candle on both ends?
Well,
that's,
you know,
not good.
We've got people running all different directions. That's why, you know, I think the three groups, you know, coming together at that rally was great, because they're trying for different avenues of trying to get this done. But, you know, the more avenues that we've got being tried, you know, with more power to it. You know, if Texas Nationals comes out right, hey, fine. I'm a Texas National. You know, I'm not just going to jump ship. You know, that I'm not that disloyal or anything. But anything that will get us out of this, I don't. You know, we've got to try all avenues.
Yeah, I just worry about burning the candle at both ends. I feel like I've been running for the last couple weeks straight without weekends, and that's my work life, my whatever you call this, being an activist. I don't know. Hey, Doc, hang in there with us. I want you guys on the other side. We'll bring on Jeff Staggs and Doc Green, Republic of Texas Radio.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we're back.